You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. National MP Sam Uffendale lodged his private member's bill last week, which the party claims is aimed at ensuring equal voting rights in local government. However, multiple Māori leaders say the bill ignores representation issues and the purpose of Māori wards. Māori representation positions on councils and committees aim to ensure and protect representation for Māori, rather than provide a specific privilege. Also in politics this past week, Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters delivered his State of the Nation speech, where he spoke about New Zealand First direction moving forward. Among his main new talking points were the party's war on woke and his plans to make New Zealand first again. In our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about Sam Uffendale's new bill and how the National Party would respond to Peter's new policies, starting with the private members' bill. So I wanted to start off this morning with Sam Uffendale's new private members' bill on equal voting rights, which was lodged last week. Just briefly, what would this bill do?
Yes, so Sam's members' bill is the New Zealand Bill of Rights, Right to Equal Suffrage in Local Elections Amendment Bill. And the bill supports people to have the right to equal suffrage. It would amend Section 12 of the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act 1990, which currently reads in a few different ways that every New Zealander who's a citizen over the age of 18 has the right to vote in genuine periodic elections of members for Parliament and also to be qualified for membership of House of Representatives, but that the bill would simply include, quote, members of local authorities alongside the House of Representatives, thereby sort of extending the expectation of equal suffrage to local government. So it's effectively replicating what we already have for the House of Representatives or Parliament to our local government scene across New Zealand.
Would the bill as it stands have the support of the National Party?
Yes, it does have the support of the National Party. All members' bills that are put into the members' bill ballot are first deliberated on by the National Party caucus before they're put into the members' bill ballot. So yes, it does have the support of the party.
There's been some concerns voiced by Māori leaders and iwi leaders that it could erode Māori perspectives or voices in local government. What do you think of those concerns?
I would totally disagree. It does nothing of the such. What it does is ensure that we have equal suffrage across our local body elections and local government. Anyone is able to stand for local government, just as they're able to stand for the House of Representatives and Parliament. And so it doesn't do anything to, it's not discriminatory at all. What it does instead is puts those powers into local government that we already have for Parliament, and anybody can run. So there's nothing to stop people from running it, and if the community thinks they're the best person to do the job, they'll elect them accordingly, and that's democracy.
However, if we're looking at things like Māori seats and Māori wards, which a lot of these people brought up, each introduced due to a lack of adequate representation in central and local government, though I understand this bill would only look at local government, does the National Party support, I guess, this principle of introducing a specific seat or occupation to address a lack of representation?
No. The National Party believes in fair and frank democracy in New Zealand and ensuring that people are elected based on their merits and what they stand for and the people they are. And that's why we've returned the decision-making around, say, local Māori wards to local communities to decide whether they want to have local Māori wards in their communities or not, because ultimately democracy is about the community having their say on who they want to be their representatives rather than having people simply appointed. And that's what this bill tidies up. If, for example, if you look down in Canterbury, Ngāi Tahu have the right to appoint two councillors in addition to their members living in Canterbury already having an equal vote in the election of other councillors, say to the Canterbury or Environment Canterbury, which is the regional council. And in Rotorua, last term they looked to introduce a bill which ultimately didn't pass, but that would the votes of Māori electors would have carried more weight than those not on the Māori roll. That's not democracy, and so democracy needs to be fair, and that's what we're ensuring.
As you mentioned, the government campaigned last election on changing the Māori ward system, and we've also seen previously National campaigned in 2008 on removing Māori seats from Parliament. Is that something that the National Party's, I guess, looking to do in the future, campaigning again on removing Māori seats from Parliament?
No, we don't have any plans at this stage. I would hate to preeminate any future decisions, but at this present time, we haven't had any discussions on either removal of the Māori seats in Parliament.
Moving on to Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters. In his State of the Nation speech, he spoke about a war on woke and making New Zealand first again. Are these ideas in line with the National Party or the government's direction moving forward?
Yeah, every party in the government has signed up to our coalition agreement, and Winston's doing a great job of upholding our coalition agreements in his role as the Deputy Prime Minister. What other political parties say and do sort of outside the realm of being part of the coalition of government, Winston was making this speech as the leader of New Zealand First, are ultimately a responsibility for them. I'm part of the National Party, accountable for what happens in our party, and these questions are best put to Winston, but what policies other parties have for the 2026 election is a matter for them.
We saw last election that Labour leader Chris Hipkins ruled out a coalition government with New Zealand First, saying it would be too chaotic. However, Luxon refused to do the same. Do we know yet if things will look similar next election?
Yeah, well, if you look at the rhetoric that Winston said at his speech on Sunday, for example, he's practically ruling out Labour himself as well. I can't imagine the two of them working together, but ultimately I'm focused on the National Party. What's best for us, what's best for New Zealanders, what's best for the communities we represent, and that's ultimately my number one focus.
And so if we're looking at a future coalition with New Zealand First again, do we think that this ideology will then make its way into government and law?
That is a massive hypothetical question at this stage. We're only about halfway through the current term. So I would hate to foreshadow what may or may not happen in future terms of government. Ultimately, as I've said, my focus is representing the people of the Bay of Plenty and the National Party, and decisions New Zealand First make is ultimately things that need to be put to Winston and his party.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about Sam Uffendale's new private members bill and Winston Peters' war on woke.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.